Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Midori Udoji. And John, from all the signs, at least the ones we can tell, Arizona's governor looks high on the list to head the Department of Homeland Security in the Barack Obama administration. Janet Napolitano is a former U.S. attorney, an early Obama supporter, and as a border governor, she's fought to curb illegal immigration. She's also dealt with flooding and wildfire issues and FEMA, which, of course, is part of the Homeland Security Department. Michael Greenberger is the director of the Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And this is an agency that is just 6 years old. What would Napolitano potentially inherit?
Well, she'll inherit an agency that really has never gotten on its feet. As you may know, it's a conjunction of 22 different federal agencies. Early in the so-called War on Terror, the thought was that all the agencies that had a responsibility for it should be brought under one roof. And as you mentioned, included in that is the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which also makes it responsible for dealing with incidents of national significance in terms of natural events as well as man-made terror attacks.
What do you think that the Arizona governor would bring to the job?
Well, the most important thing she can bring to the job is the agency has never been properly administered. It's obviously a terrific challenge bringing 22 different agencies together and making them function smoothly. She has a reputation of being a very strong executive, and the agency is in desperate need of a strong executive. Secondly, she has a reputation of being able to attract top talent to work with her in her various projects, and this agency is so huge that she can't run it by herself. And I expect that if she is the nominee, she'll be able to bring in people who can run the various parts of it, and she can delegate responsibility down the line in an effective fashion.
What do you think is key for whoever gets this job, and are there other people that come to mind?
Well, again, I go back to the idea people are very focused on Homeland Security and looking for someone who has expertise in that area. I certainly think she does. You mentioned border control. It has a lot of law enforcement responsibilities, and she certainly, as a former state attorney general and U.S. attorney, is law enforcement experience. And also, one of the great problems with the department is it's never really meshed well with state and local first responders. Mm. They're the front line of battles for either natural disasters or terrorist attacks, and she'll bring a lot to that. But doubtless the most important thing is she's a very effective executive. She's been well recognized as a very talented governor, and I think she brings first and foremost that responsibility. In terms of other names, I think someone who, at least in my experience, I would have placed very high in this list is a woman named Jamie Gorelick, who had served as Deputy Attorney General in the Clinton administration for many years.
Right, and so we'll see. We'll see. There's certainly been lots of talk in the papers and on the news. Michael Greenberger, Director of Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland, thank you.
You're welcome.